Something must have happened. He leaves. This is Sunday. Monday morning, 8:30, the phone rings. Rebbe? Yeah. It's Zalman here. How you doing? How the kids? How's business? What's news? Rebbe says to him, Zalman, you need a loan of 500 ruble, right? He says, yeah. He says, I need a loan of 500 ruble. He says, I waited for you yesterday. You should have come yesterday. Come today at 1 o'clock. I'm waiting in my office for you, and I'll give you the 500 ruble. Okay. Comes 1 o'clock. He waits. 1 o'clock, 1:15, 1:30. Doesn't turn up. Tuesday morning, 8:30, the phone rings. Rebbe says, yeah. Zalman speaking. Now, he's no fool, Rebbe. He says to himself, this can't be Zalman, because this Elamai, some guy, is playing a game with me. He keeps on introducing himself as Zalman, and he's just trying to drive me mad. The Meshuggah is trying to drive me mad. Boom! Puts the phone down. Says the Chofetz Chaim, is it rational and logical what Rebbe is saying, that the guy's a Meshuggah? Yeah. He's obviously a Meshuggah. The guy told you, come, pick up the 500 ruble. You didn't come. Next day you phone up and you ask for the same thing, and he says, come, you don't do it. The third time you phone up, you're a Meshuggah, put the phone down. Says the Chofetz Chaim, that's us. Why? He says, every Jew, 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock in the morning, 8:30 in the morning, goes to Leivari at 9 o'clock in the morning, puts on his tefillin. And he stands, and he davens. And he starts saying, Ava Rabba. And what does he say? He says, Ava Rabba with Kavana. He says it with an art scroll, and he's looking at English the whole time, and he says it. And he's concentrating on what he's saying. What does he ask for? He says, Rabbi Nishvalim, Ba'avu Avi Seinu Shebot Chuvukho, in the schus of our Zaydas, who trusted in you, Utalam de Mechukei Chaim, and therefore you taught them Mechukei Chaim, we also want Mechukei Chaim. In other words, we want life. Kein Tchoneinu Slamdeinu Avinu Avarachman Amrachim Rachim Aneinu. We're in a big tzara, and we need rachamim. V'tein, b'libeinu, and we want that you should put into our hearts, what do we want? We don't want money. We don't want covered. We don't want food. We don't want anything at all, Rebbe Nishlam. We want one thing from you. L'hovin, l'haskil, l'shmoya, l'ilmeid, l'lameid, l'shmoy, v'laseis. We want to understand Torah. We want to internalize Torah. We want to hear Torah. We want to learn Torah. We want to teach others Torah. We want to keep Torah. We want to do Torah. And we don't want just a little. Es kol divrei Talmud Torasecha. We want to know everything when it comes to Torah. And we don't want to be in a situation where we're learning Torah against our will. We want to be in a situation where it's ba'avo. Says the Chofetz Chaim, when the Jew stands up in the morning and he says this wearing his tefillin, you can't imagine what goes on in heaven. He says the rash, the tumult that goes on in heaven is unbelievable. Teams and teams of malachim. Malachi Rachmim, they come running out to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And they say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, you hear what this Jew's asking for? You've got to give it to him. And Rebbe Nishlam says, fine, can I say no to the Jew who's asking for all that? And the whole Palmer Yishon Maira is waiting. But the minute this guy takes his filling off and is eating his breakfast, he's going to come running into the base of Medrash and sit down and open his Gemara. And he's shooting Japanese soldiers in a virtual world or calling Mindy on the phone. Says the Rebbe Nishlam, okay. You know what? He didn't turn up. Say, something must have happened. That's Sunday morning. Monday morning, the guy's back. Davor Aviseinu Shebatzchu Banu Lishmer Lasseis Lekayim. It's called in Reitam Utarez Chaviyava. He's here again. And the Malachim come out. They will come out. They will come running out. They say, "Rebbeinu, no, 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 this is Jew. Look what he's asking for. Give it to him." And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "No problem. Of course, come and pick it up." And Rebbeinu Shalom sitting there, 9:15. The Bezmer is waiting. And the guy's running around the room in front of a screen playing ping pong with a computer. If he's not on the phone with Mindy. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "All right, something may have happened." And Tuesday morning does the same thing. And the Rebbeinu Shalom says, "He's a Meshuggah, this guy. He's not normal. Look him up. Who needs him?" That's us. We've got Thursday finished. We've got Friday. We've got Shabbos. We've got Sunday. We've got Monday. And then we're into Shulas, basically, right? Tiyam Adin. We need a Psa Kabbalah. Maybe just two things. Maybe just for these few days. Even on a Friday. It's a long, long Friday. It's a very long Friday. These are the longest Fridays of the year now. These next few weeks. It's a so-much long Friday that if you make a cheshbon, right, you can spend 5 hours in the Beis HaMikdash and 5 hours on the beach. It's so long, the Friday. And we're going to daven tomorrow morning. And we're going to say to the Rebbeinu Shalom Bavur, Avisein, Shebot Chubonu, Rebbeinu, everything. And then we're going to say, "Rebbeinu," and the Rebbeinu is going to be waiting in the Beis HaMikdash, 9 o'clock, 5:15, tomorrow morning, the beach. With the computer, maybe. 5 days. Let's go into the Shavuos with a little Kabbalah. Keeping the Mizgeret for 5 days. Keeping the framework for 5 days. It's 5 days. It's not the end of the world. It's 5 days. Shachris, Amincha, Ma'ariv. Putting on even Rabbeinu Tam, you know, before saves man Filuk. And also, Nishka Ferlech, it doesn't kill you. Can, you know, it's not the end of the world. There are people who do it, believe me. There are people who put on the Rabbeinu Tam and they manage to put them on before the end, before the end of the day. Let's get ourselves together a little bit before Shavuos. Shavuos is again my din. It's not cheesecake. It's cheesecake as well, but it's not. It's again my din. Jew stands on Shavuos by night. Rebbeinu Shalom saying to him, "You know, Now's the time. Now let's see what you did last year, since last Shavuos, when it comes to Talmud Torah. And let's see how much Siyata Dishmaya we're going to give you for the coming year. You know how many buckets of Siyata Dishmaya one can get on the Shavuos for the coming year? Do you know what we can do if we utilize the Shavuos? You know what we can do in the coming year? We can become Lamdonim, we can become Talmud Chachomim. It's wide open there. We need Siyata Dishmaya. We're not going to be able to do it ourselves. We need help. We need someone to hold a hand. And Rebbeinu Shalom's there, he's waiting. But he'll throw in the Siyata Dishmaya. He'll give it. But he wants to see something. You do your bit, I'll do my bit. And it's natural. One of the big Bali Musa says that Rebbeinu Shalom's no different than the bank manager. Come to the bank manager and you ask him for credit. What does he say? "Okay, alright, you know, you do your bit. You do this and this for me, and I'll do it for you." It's very much the same thing. You do your bit for me, I'll do it for you. You put your effort into it. A few days, 4 or 5 days. Put some effort into it. And I'll do my bit. And then afterwards, we'll worry about afterwards. We'll worry about after Shavuos. Hit a Friday with a Shabbos. It's Gan Eden. These Fridays and these Shabbosim in the summer, they're Gan Eden. In the winter, it's not so easy. Friday is short. Friday is on Friday night. After you eat the meal, Friday night, you're half asleep. Maximum, you can eat some chongwa apple, but more than that, isn't it? But it's such bemis, it's such a gishmak a day, Friday. And you know what? It's difficult to be makabel it, because none of us, when we're teenagers, like to hear this. But It's a Metzius. Metzius says, you know what? It's not as if you have an all. It's not as if you guys have any type of all. You don't. Let's face it. I'm not saying you don't have any type of issues. You have plenty. But an all you don't have. You don't have to worry tomorrow morning about how you're going to cover the bank. You don't have to help your wife make Shabbos. You haven't got a house that you're running which you... I mean, you all know from your own homes what Erev Shabbos is like. Right? Especially if it's large families. You don't have that all. You're broken. I mean, Baruch Hashem. Smach bocha b'yaldusecha. You'd be happy. You haven't yet got that all. You're your own balabos. You're not avodim. Nishkan ivriyim, nishkan machru, bezdim, nishkan gornishnisht. You're free people. You're b'nei chayrim. You got a whole day tomorrow. You got plenty of time. You can sleep. You can relax. You can. But you've got time. You can learn 4 or 5 hours. You got a Shabbos where you can learn 4 or 5 hours. It's such a long Shabbos. You can sleep 5 hours and learn 5 hours. Make a cheshbon. Just make a pashta cheshbon. Right? Davening finishes in the yeshiva, what, 10:15? 10:30? Max. Right? Shabbos goes out what time? 8 something? Gives you 10 hours? Takes more than 45 minutes to eat the Shabbos meal? No. Hour. So you want to sleep for 3 hours? Sleep 4 hours! How many hours you got left? And then you got a Sunday, and then you got an Erev Shavuos as well. It's a long day. You got a Shavuos night. You know how much you can learn on a Shavuos night if you don't spend most of your time drinking Coke and eating cake? Shavuos night has become a little bit of learning between drinking Coke and eating cake. You know, when I engage it because it's in the north of England, so. Night around this time of the year is about 11 o'clock. And Netz is about 3:30 in the morning. So by the time you finish davening Maariv, and the time you finish eating, and the time you finish this, and you go down to learn the Beis Hamidrash, it was about an hour and a half of learning, and then it was Netz already. So Moshe Shpah, the Mashgiach, the Chaim Lebracha, he used to always say, isn't it an amazing thing? He said, the guy learns in Shavuos night an hour and a half, and he sleeps a month afterwards because he was up all night on Shavuos. So I sometimes sit here and I'm thought come from Chassidish stock and say Tikkun on Shavuos night, and I say to myself, it's unbelievable. I said, you know, this guy's learned 20 minutes between drinking Coke, eating cake and taking cigarettes breaks, and he doesn't see them for a month because we were up all night Shavuos. You're up every night, so what? Shtickle, let's put ourselves together, shtickle. Just a chizik before Shavuos. Let's chaperayim. There's a lot of siyata d'shmaya out there, and the Rebbeinu Shlomo is willing to give it to us. And you guys, bemis, you're all steiging, and you're all. Here's an opportunity. It comes along once a year. It's a gazach. Once a year, the Rebbeinu Shlomo stands there with a bucket. And he says, you know what? I'll give it to you. Take it. Take all the siyata d'shmaya you want. Just ask for it. Just ask for it, and I'll give it to you. And if we take it, we'll be zechataka. You know what we can do in a year if you utilize your time? How much Torah, how much Yerush Shemayim? How much change? What can become of a person? And basically, it's what it boils down to. It boils down to these 4 or 5 days. You'll see. You'll look around and see. Take my word for it. Take these 4 or 5 days, look around at who's looking for Siyata Dishmai, who's not. Right? Who are the guys who are doing what they should be doing and who's not. And then look during the course of the next year and the next year, and you'll see Klo, who's steiging and who's not steiging. It has nothing to do with the Rebbe Blapin used to say, the Chaim Lebracha used to always say, that Chazal say that Atera Niknis B'mem Ches Dvarim. There are 48 vehicle through which you can be kind of Torah. It doesn't say a good head. It doesn't say a good head. It's not one of the 48 ways. It has nothing to do with Kishon. Torah has nothing at all to do with Kishon. Rav Yitzchak Chanan Spector writes in the Hagdomet, it was the biggest Pesach of his generation of the 19th century, right? The ultimate Pesach Ador, He writes in the Hakdamah to his Sefer, anybody who comes to the Eidom Emes and says, I couldn't become a Talmid Chacham because I had a weak head, I will personally come out and be mekatrik against him because nobody is more stupid than me. Very right. And if I made it, anybody can make it. I was standing here on Tuesday. Somebody walked in. Yungerman here walked in. He was visiting from America. And he was raving about... Yungerman in Lakewood, he was a Talmud of ours. An ex-Talmud, right? An alumna of the Yeshiva. What a Talmud Chacham. And he is a massive Talmud Chacham. Talking about a guy who's a Shas guy. And... it was going on and on and on. And then he said to me, I said, it was amazing. He said, I don't know, you know, he says to me, I don't know if he's got such a good head or not, but... So I said, I want to tell you something. I said, I, together with Rabbi Lopian, were in America recruiting. We were in a particular high school. The high school doesn't exist anymore. We were in a particular high school, and we wanted two boys, two very good boys from the graduating class to come to the yeshiva. And we were negotiating with the Manal. And the Manal said to me, you know, you want these two guys. These two guys have got very good heads, and they're good guys. And yeah, he says, I'll make a deal with you. I'll send you these two guys. I'll persuade them to come to you on condition. I've got a guy in the class who's a very nice kid. He's just brainless. When they gave out brains, they forgot to put one in him. The only solution to this guy is a brain transplant. It's the only solution because it's not there. He says, I've got a big problem. He says, you take him, I'll give you the other two because I've got absolutely nowhere to send him. Okay. I said, that's the guy you're talking about. The guy you're raving about is the third one, not the other two. The other two, nothing came of them. The guy that you're raving about is the guy that the Manal said to me, he's brainless. Was he right? You know what? I don't know. All I know is one thing. That if he was... then he got a miraculous transplant. Or alternatively, Torah does something to a person. It opens his mind. It brings out kaychas that you don't know existed. Because the minute this guy, right, he used to sit on that bench over there, that second bench, right, the minute this guy started learning, and he didn't move, literally, for 3.5 years, didn't move off his seat other than to get up at night at 12:30 to go to bed. But other than that, he sat here from 9 a.m, just to go, has meals, come back, and he was normal, and he still is. Very normal, very good sense of humour, ran all the Purims, was very funny. But he sat, and he learnt, and he learnt, and he learnt, and he chazed, and he learnt, and he chazed. And he got to a point that one Purim he was, turned the tape off.